Saturday will be a wet one, folks. Environment Canada says to expect showers and there's a risk of thunderstorms and hail late this morning and this afternoon. We can expect a high of 14°C today. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. The temperature will dip down to 9°C overnight. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise June 15th was at 5:02 a.m. Sunset will be at 9:24 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter, meaning that it is increasing in size, to our eyes, according to phasesmoon.com. Its illumination is 62.91%, meaning that is the percentage of the moon illuminated by the sun. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Virgo. The next full moon will be on June 20th, at 8:55 p.m. Tides. Low tide today is at 8:20 a.m. 2.32 meters, high tide is at 2:11 p.m., 3.37 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide is at 7:02 p.m., 2.85 meters, seawater temps. The water temperature in Howe Sound on June 15th is 16°C, according to seatemperature.info. The calculation is made using historical data over a decade. The warmest water we have seen today in Howe Sound was 18.6°C in 2019, and the coldest was 13.8°C in 2008. According to the site, the seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to rise to 16.4°C in the next 10 days. The June average water temperature in the Sound is 15.8°C, the minimum temperature is 12.3°C, and the maximum is 21.3°C. Good fishing day? According to SolunarForecast.com, June 15th is an average fishing day in Squamish. The prime bite times today are from 7:20 to 9:20 a.m. and 7:39 p.m. to 9:39 p.m. Events to note: here are some upcoming events you might want to attend. Today, June 15th, there's Discover Aviation Day at Squamish Airport, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A chance for families to learn about flying, and kids have a chance to go up for a free flight. We will have lots of fun kids' activities at the Squamish Airport. Come and look at airplanes plus helicopters, reads the listing. Also on today is the Hooves and Hearts fundraiser at Second Chance Cheeky Ranch. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 60001 Squamish Valley Road. Annual fundraiser with art and gift card auction, rescue tour, tacos and bannock, face painting, and scavenger hunt, reads the description. Looking further ahead, the popular Poet Next Door summer series is back and outside for the summer season on June 19th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at 37710 3rd Avenue. Also on June 19th, catch the Uncharitable movie at The Bag, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This event is free and open to everyone, however, donations are gratefully received. All proceeds going to operation funds. The price shown on this page reflects a food and beverage ticket that is available for this event, reads the event listing. Junction Park and Osium Pavilion will host the 10th International Yoga Day and National Indigenous Peoples Day from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on June 21st. Outdoor yoga and meditation with Elizabeth Marlowe and the Stawamis Chief as your backdrop. Honoring National Indigenous Peoples Day and Moving the Body alongside Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Steven Spender, reads the event listing. On June 29th, Scenic Route to Alaska. SRTA is at The Bag from 7 to 11 p.m. Born and raised in Edmonton, the trio of childhood best friends, Scenic Route to Alaska, has been a consistent force in Canada's music scene since 2011, reads the event listing. Also on June 29th, see Fresh Cut Grass Band, School's Out, at Trickster's from 8 p.m. to midnight. Fresh Cut Grass, the ultimate tribute band, playing all your favorite 90s and 2000s alt rock, pop punk, and emo hits, reads the description. On June 30th, Rubber Tire Peep Show is playing at The Bag from 8 p.m. until midnight. The group's eclectic genre-bending repertoire spans sounds from country, blues, funk, soul, to some good old rock and roll, putting a contemporary spin on the musical styles of the 70s, reads the event listing. On July 5th, the free label is at the Sea to Sky Gondola as part of the Gondola's Mountain Music Series, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free online event calendar. On this day, The average high temperature in Squamish on June 15 is 20.5 C, according to Environment Canada. The average low is 10.1 C. The highest temperature on this day, 1983 to 2023, was 30.2 C in 2015. The lowest temperature seen on this day in the district was 3.6 C in 2004. The most precipitation we have seen on this day was 21.1 millimeters in 2017. Looking to the rest of the weekend, Father's Day, sadly, will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. We will see a high of 17 C and a low down to 11 C. Starting Monday, the sun will return and the temperatures will ramp up through the week. Gas prices. According to our latest data, on June 15, regular gas is going for 189.9 cents per liter at local stations. In Whistler, gas is also going for 189.9 per liter. In North Vancouver, gas is selling for 181.9 per liter at the Chevron at 2305 Lonsdale Avenue. Road warnings. The District of Squamish alerts drivers that crews are upgrading approximately 200 meters of undersized water main on Tantalus Road. This work will continue through June 28. Single-lane alternating traffic will be required from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The district also announced that CN crews will be conducting upgrade work on the Cleveland Avenue crossing in downtown Squamish. Intermittent single-lane closures will be in effect for the next week. On Highway 99, northbound, maintenance is planned between Centennial Way and Daisy Lake Road for 29.6 kilometers, Squamish to 8 kilometers south of Whistler, starting on Monday, June 17, until Friday, June 21, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. This work will result in a lane closure, so expect delays. Also on Highway 99, but in both directions, roadside brushing is planned between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road for 6.1 kilometers, 6 kilometers north of Squamish to 9 kilometers south of Whistler, starting on Monday, June 17 until Friday, June 21, from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. This work will result in a lane closure, so expect delays. Looking to the beginning of next month, on Highway 99, northbound expect utility work between Scott Cress and Cleveland Avenue until Monday, July 1. The right turn lane and shoulder may be closed. Watch for traffic control. Also on Highway 99, in both directions, there will be industrial traffic that may slow or block regular traffic between Seaview Drive and Copper Drive, 3 kilometers south of Squamish, on Tuesday, July 2 from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. Find the latest road warnings on the Drive BC site. Motorcycle awareness. With the nicer weather on its way, it is motorcycle season on the Sea to Sky Highway. And at local Starbucks. Tran BC offers the following tips for motorcycle riders. Avoid center of lane when traffic slows. It's best to have a quick exit strategy when traffic suddenly grinds to a halt. Keeping to the left or right of your lane allows you to escape quickly if a trailing vehicle fails to stop in time. Dress to be seen and protected. Wearing reflective clothing and bright colors helps other drivers see you. Also, wearing an approved helmet and garments made of leather or Kevlar can protect you if you fall. Protect your body from head to toe. Target open spaces. Think of it as an invisible shield. The more space you surround yourself with, the better. That way, you're staying out of driver's blind spots and avoiding any sudden movements. Cancel those signals. Continuing straight ahead? Get used to checking your signals when coming up to intersections, ensuring you aren't sending false messages. Never come between a car and its off-ramp. How many times have you seen a vehicle suddenly cross over to a highway off-ramp at the last second because the driver wasn't paying attention? When approaching off-ramps, it's best to be in the left lane or, at least, ensure there aren't any vehicles to your left. Why is Squamish so windy in the summer? Kiteboarding season has begun, with kiteboarders sure to be a constant backdrop in Howe Sound until fall. But what makes Squamish so windy? According to Squamish's Canadian Coastal Sailing, Squamish winds are formed by unique local geographic features that combine with the summer sun to create anabatic, or thermal, wind, which blows daily from the ocean, through Howe Sound, and up the inland valleys, reads the site. In the summer, as the morning sun rises in the sky, the inland valley begins to heat, which warms the air adjacent to the land. The warming air moves upwards, and cooler, denser air from Howe Sound is pulled up the valley to replace the rising air. According to the Squamish Wind Sports Society website, the wind is good from May through September. In July and August, you can expect 100% windy days. The society also says that a typical Squamish day has steady wind from midday until evening, usually between 18 and 24 knots. Driving in the wind. Here are some tips on driving in the wind from the province of British Columbia's TranBC. Keep both hands on the wheel. Watch for debris on the road. Avoid using cruise control. Be prepared for sudden changes in wind strength, i.e. underpasses, tunnels, next to large vehicles. Wind. Wind forecast for Squamish Spit provided by windfinder.com. Have a great rest of the weekend, Squamish.